May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 1st, 2024. And today I'll be discussing three newsletters from over the last 2 weeks. The first one I did was back on May 23rd. It was a full moon, Aquarian Quantum Age, New Testament fulfilled. And about half a week later, it was Memorial Day Alert, accelerated drama ahead. That's got a lot of drama in that one. And the one that was published today, A Time for Fearless Faith as Never Before. So I'll begin with that last one. It was published earlier today. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So the astrology, psychology, and the quantum field today. Interesting stuff going on with the sun is conjunct within 1 degree Venus. Sun conjunct Venus in Gemini. So, I mean, you know, we're talking about highly energized Venusian energies. And for those who understand how these deep space energies in the different constellations, like in this case Gemini, are stepped down through the planets in the quantum field, of course, you know, the quantum field is what registers as the holodeck between our ears. You know, the energy field between our ears, these energies register in very subtle ways. It goes back anciently to the understanding of astrology, psychology. I mean, the three wise men who found Jesus, you know, they were astrologers. Originally, astronomy was always associated with astrology, but then when the science revolution came along, they threw the baby out with the bathwater, and they separated science from all the metaphysical stuff that science couldn't explain until quantum physics came along. And now with quantum physics, quantum reality, quantum science, we understand that it's all energy, and there's fields within fields, and these energy fields are geometrized in unique ways, and the understanding of the order of the universe is the geometry of divinity, or geometric ordered divinity, which is a high concept of God. G-O-D is geometrically ordered divinity. And that's what Gemini in its highest aspect represents. You might say a higher mental understanding of the order of things, the order of the universe. You know, the geometrically ordered divinity, and there's this geometry that goes on. For example, today, not only is there is this interesting relationship with the blending of the intensified solar energies, you know, in alignment with Venus, which is a love energy, you know, there's also the understanding of the higher octave of Venus, which is Neptune. Now, there's different energetic octaves. There's the inner planets and the outer planets. There's lower octaves and higher octaves of these energetics that affect the field, that affect consciousness. So I'm not going to get into this too much, but there's really interesting geometry been going on this last couple weeks, and it's very strong right now with what's called a creative triangle. And the focus of this creative triangle is Neptune, the higher octave of Venus. And Neptune is in a sextile with both Pluto and Jupiter, which is conjunct Mercury. Both of those sextiles are connected with a trine between Pluto and Jupiter conjunct Mercury. Now, those who understand the language of astrology, psychology, and the energetics of each of these planets, you know, the expansive energies of Jupiter, the Mercurian energies, or the higher mental of Mercury, they're in conjunction. They're trine, which means they're combining harmoniously with Pluto, which is in Aquarius. And so you've got a very strong combining of the transformative energies of Pluto with the expansive energies of Jupiter and the higher mental body of Mercury, which corresponds, again, to Gemini, the mental body. And Gemini is known in the mental body, the higher mental body, and there's this energy going on there, as I said. But the focus of this trine of Pluto, Mercury, and Jupiter, both sextile with Neptune, the higher octave of Venus, which is in the last degrees of Pisces. Pisces is the deepest, you might say, the deepest nonlinear spiritual, unconscious spiritual, or superconscious spiritual energies of all the signs. And Neptune is, you might say, the highest spiritual illusory energy of all the planets. It's the higher octave of Venus. It's like cosmic love. It is like the highest energies of love. It's cosmic love in the sign of Pisces, the last degree, the fulfillment of Pisces, which is a deep mystical energy all itself. So there's a Holy Spirit energy that is going on in the last couple of weeks. I hope I brought that to these three newsletters I'm going to be going into. And I got into more astrology, psychology than I usually do. But it's an amazing time right now. And I was also going to mention that the moon is conjunct right now, the north node of the moon. The north node is conjunct the moon in an aspect right now in Aries, which is cardinal fire. And this aspect signifies a powerful alignment between the soul's evolutionary path and emotional fulfillment. So this embodies a journey of personal growth and the integration of past experiences, ancestral patterns, and soul-level lessons. Some of you that have a little bit of a familiarity with the language of astrology, psychology, will appreciate what I'm talking about here. I didn't understand the North Node concept, or the North Node as a focal point of energies in the astrology until, for years, listening to Kai Pacha and having him on my radio show. Years ago, Kai Pacha of New Paradigm Astrology, and I've tuned in to understand it a lot more. He talks about it a lot, the soul's evolutionary path. So where that's at with Aries, which is pioneering, we're talking about pioneering the energies of Aquarian transformation with the Holy Spirit, which is the astrology that's been going on now, going on the last couple of weeks. I'm going to be bringing that energy, this understanding, to these three articles, which I published under the influence, you might say, of this aspect, this Holy Spirit, Aquarian empowerment, transformational energies. So I published earlier today, which I referenced, I was going to be talking about first, a time for fearless faith as never before. So that's the first piece I'm going to be talking about. The byline there is that the writing is on the wall, if you can read it. And this is, again, this thing of fearless faith, the theme that's really been going on with the Holy Spirit of love and action, powerful transformation, Holy Spirit energy been going on the last couple of weeks. So the keynote, again, of this article and this show, basically, is this spirit of fearless faith. And it's basically, I'm channeling that energy as I've been writing about things that have been going on in the world. This is the larger context for, you might say, the temporal things that have been surfacing in the collective consciousness this last couple of weeks that I usually cuss and discuss on the radio show and, get off script and go into more detail. So we're talking about what's going on Earth right now. There's like the choice between heaven or hell on Earth is now a global affair for all of us, as United Sovereigns of Earth. I mean, think global and dance local. But, it's a global affair now. We have the internet, instant, everywhere, interactive capabilities. I mean, I'm broadcasting live to 63 countries on the internet as we speak. This goes into a podcast usually within a day or two. But the idea of instant, everywhere, interactive connection with people worldwide. Where it's a global affair now. So full awareness of both systemic problems and the holistic solutions. This is the fulfillment of the opportunity for a clear choice now. You know, how bad things are, how good things can be. You know, it's like, I'm not talking about black and white. There's a lot of gray in there, but the idea is to get the picture with a clear choice. So here's another reality report of recent news in context of global holistic healing tools and processes for conscientious common sense wisdom. You know, either we all hang together or we're all going to hang separately. So seize the vision of victory. And I'll be going into that. To be winning from the beginning. The vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization. So at the beginning of this piece, and again, this is a piece I published earlier today. Those of you who know the routine can be reading along with the content that's published at heartcom.org. For today, June 1st, 2024, you can be reading along. I get off narrative quite a bit and get off, you know, the script, but the idea is to give a more in-depth orientation to what's been in the news and what's the problem is, what the solutions are, and then basically, you know, just have a insight and outlook for understanding the overview, the big picture. In that regard, in this newsletter that published, again, earlier today, you can skip to the bottom for a geopolitical overview from Benjamin Fulford. Now, those who have been following my and been subscribing to my emails over the years are aware that Benjamin Fulford pretty much gives a straight skinny on the deep doo-doo. The people that are new to the show or new to my newsletter may have some serious problems with Benjamin Fulford because he talks about stuff, and I've been reporting on him for years, that is never reported in the lamestream media for obvious reasons. They're trying to maintain a narrative of the way things are rather than exposing, you know, problems, systemic problems of their cause and core and what's really going on, so that basically people continue to live in illusion and self-delusion, and that's otherwise there would be more of a power shift than there already is, and there's war going on, as Benjamin Fulford explains. There's war on pretty much all levels, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You know, it hasn't gone real tactile physical, except, you know, in Ukraine and Gaza, which is bad enough, but the point is that there is serious stuff going on in the world right now, and I don't want to get people overwhelmed. New subscribers, I don't want them to get overwhelmed with too much information in this newsletter today, these newsletters I'm discussing. But I recommend that for new subscribers, that in your first reading, you just read the headlines, the bylines, and comments as overview before selecting in-depth videos and links that I provide. I mean, basically, my newsletter are like a table of contents with the chapters are linked. You know, they're hot linked, hyperlinked, so you can go deeper. So it's like an ebook, which is, you know, your custom multimedia show. So some interesting news this week. I'm going to be going into it now. One of the first ones, and again, this is hyperlinked. It's like a chapter. You can go into it deeper if you want to. I'm going to be going through just the titles and the bylines pretty much with some comments on it. And, of course, if you're listening to the replay here in a few days, you can always pause the audio and then click on the links as you pull it up in a separate window. You can click on the links and go to the articles, or you can watch the videos that I have embedded. Some of the videos, I'll have a link to them, and I'll reference that as we go. So, top Japanese scientists demand withdrawal of COVID shots. That's the first one. This is from Vigilant Fox. And the byline there is that the tide is turning on COVID shots. And there's obvious reasons why. The internet, the information's out there. People are waking up. They're waking up faster and faster. There's a turning of the tide. It's not going to happen all at once, but it's happening. So you want to claim the victory, you know, keep the faith. Keep the faith, fearless faith. That's the theme. So here's another chapter you can click on and read. It's called They Know That Parasites Are the Cause of Cancer. This is just a couple days ago, Dr. Jane Ruby show. It's a video. Byline here is that the CDC, the American Cancer Society, and many surgeons know and have always known that parasites are the cause of cancer. This is when a weak biological terrain, when your biological terrain creates an environment in which many parasites of the fungal, bacterial, and wormy variety thrive. They're all parasites. Microbial infestation. We've all got them. Immune system keeps them in check. Anyway, this is why antiparasitics work so well with COVID symptoms, what they call COVID symptoms. It's not COVID. It's toxic terrain. It's a toxic biological terrain where you get overgrowth of these, microbial infestation of these parasites. And that's why cancer rates exploded when ivermectin and natural immunity protocols were suppressed. I mean, follow the money. Cancer is Big Pharma's number one profit center. And there's another article here. It goes into this. It says a cancer surgeon reveals the surprising potential of ivermectin against cancer. And she says that ivermectin can kill parasites, you know, those fungal, bacterial, and wormy critters that everyone has, as I mentioned, but our immune system keeps them in check. And yet, all the official medical protocols during COVID weakened the immune system, from incessant fear porn and masking to social, alienation with the lockdowns and toxic vaccines. Talk about weakening and making the biological terrain toxic. The vaccines are, that was their objective. With all the fear porn and everything else, would get people to take the vaccines. So ivermectin and natural immune building protocols were all demonized and censored during COVID because they worked. I mean, the enemy of the pharmaceutical psychopaths is any narrative that builds health and thus prevents the disease and the disease profiting incentives of the corrupt medical industrial complex. So here's the keynote, folks. When disease is incentivized and mass fear is weaponized, mass murder is monetized, conscience is desensitized, and immorality is normalized. Well, that's a mouthful, but it pretty much sums it up. This is followed by a 90-second video, this is the headline, quote, "We incentivized murdering patients in hospitals." Again, this is from Vigilant Fox from May 24th, about a week ago. Powerful 90-second video. I've reported on this before. People just can't believe it. They don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. But the truth of it is, during COVID, there were people all across the United States that were murdered in hospitals for a profit, for money. And I could go into it in more detail now, but it's just too horrible to even talk about. You can watch it if you want. The next article. The government cartel paid billions to Walgreens and CVS not to supply ivermectin. The question is why? So this was, again, from about a week ago, and my line here is that while Cuomo now admits the government got it dead wrong about vaccines, he seems less willing to admit the part he played in amplifying government's lies in what is the health fiasco of our lifetimes. So going to the subject now of demonstrating against abject tyranny. This is regarding the pandemic treaty. There was a rally in Geneva June 1st today to oppose the WHO pandemic treaty. This article was from Activist Post here just a few days ago. Byline here is the warning. The WHO, WHO's global coup in May explains that the vote of the World Health Organization pandemic treaty and the new globalist regulations will take place in Geneva between May 27th and June 1st. Now, I'm hearing from multiple sources that they've stopped this insanity. However, this is the next article. supposedly they have not approved their, they've put off, so to speak, an official declaration on this pandemic treaty because they couldn't get a lot of, well, there's just been so much resistance, like this, articles like this all over the world. But the keynote here is this next article, who needs a treaty? One Health, this is quote, One Health is an organization. It's a deep state organization. One Health is already firmly established in America. Another, the objective of taking over the medical industrial complex and foisting their agenda on people worldwide. This is an article about that. So the byline here is that while the United Nations and its WHO should be kicked out of New York and into the Atlantic Ocean, the real problem is our government, which has been front-running the whole operation for years. So, next article. Corporate media is ramping up the fear about bird flu ahead of the vote on the on WHO's pandemic plans. Byline is that the health officials are issuing very ominous warnings about a potential bird flu pandemic, just as they did with the COVID rollout, folks. I mean, this is, you know, it's like if we don't learn from our mistakes, we're condemned to repeat it. You know, they're doing it again. This is their second rodeo. Good article by John Rappaport from about 2 weeks ago on the bird flu pandemic. I call it the plandemic operation. What's really going on? John Rappaport is a brilliant writer. I'd subscribe to him on Substack if you haven't already. John, J-O-N, Rappaport. I've been following him for years. He was exposing the whole plandemic COVID psyop from the very beginning. And I was too, referencing a lot of his stuff. Lost thousands of people on my email list who didn't want to hear about it because they believed their doctors, that, you know, the real authorities, and considered me a quack or whatever. But anyway, next article. Ruling class advances its plan to produce 4.8 million bird flu vaccines. In other words, folks, they're going ahead. They're going, they're setting up, they're manufacturing, they're getting ready for rolling out another fear campaign this fall, apparently. So the byline here is that the Health and Human Services arm of the ruling class is now advancing its pre-planned scamdemic vaccines, quote-unquote vaccines, for bird flu in order to prepare for the next pandemic. The ruling class is creating 4.8 million H5N1 avian influenza shots, along with the propaganda campaign to convince us to get injected again, just like they did. You know, this is their second rodeo. So there's a quote here by this guy called I Am Brilliant, and it goes, quote, identifying the pattern is awareness. Choosing not to repeat the cycle is growth. In other words, if we don't see the same pattern, how they're doing it again, we're not growing, we're not learning, and we're you know, I mean, fool me once, one thing, fool me twice, you know, I don't think so. So bird flu is a complete fraud. That's a quote from Mike Adams. He's got a video on it. This is three 20 minutes of the video, and I provide a link. The first part of it gets into some very controversial stuff before that 3 minutes, so I just recommend skipping right to the 3:20 minutes because this was from Mike Adams was on the InfoWars, and of course InfoWars has got people in the background that are very controversial. But his point is that they're using bird flu to shut down the food supply. I mean, most of you have heard about Bill Gates and how he has agenda to, you know, produce crickets and lab-grown mock meat. So we eat the bugs and the mock meat. And there's an article regarding this, how the UN announces a plan to ban most farming and meat, triggering shortages and starvation. You know, they've already told us, folks, that the cows are causing a problem with global warming because of their flatulence. You know, the cow farting, cow emissions, you know, is what's causing global, one of the causes of global warming. I mean, that's how extreme it is. And if people believe it, I mean, they're, you know, they've got some serious brain fog going on or whatever. But my line here is that the United Nations World Health Organization, the WHO director, Tedros, declared that farming accounts for 30% of greenhouse gas emissions, and the world needs to shift to non-meat diets. Again, they're blaming farming on the greenhouse gases, when it's the petrochemicals, of course, you know, that they could have got rid of 50 years ago with hydrogen technology or Tesla's free energy technology, but it's a monopoly. And this is, people are waking up to this. I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but, you know, reminding everyone that, you know, this grand illusion that we're living in, you know, there are solutions to it, and we're right at the point of things turning around where, you know, holistic healing solutions can begin resolving the systemic disease problems of monopolists wanting to own and control the human and physical resources of the planet. Anyway, next article. Researchers call for urgent action to address mass contamination of the blood supply. This is Dr. Mercola. He goes on to say that many countries around the world have reported that so-called genetic vaccines, those using modified mRNA encoding the spike protein with lipid nanoparticles as the drug delivery system, have resulted in post-vaccination thrombosis and contaminated blood in the blood supply. So pure bloods, we're trying to avoid, you know, the contaminated blood. And I have this, you know, infographic here. The meme is that there's a picture of some Spartans with their armor on, saying, "We shall no longer be known as the unvaxxed. We shall now be referred to as the pure bloods." Anyway, there's a little humor there. There's a cartoon here from South Park. South Park exposes the U.S. healthcare disaster. It's you have to laugh or you'd cry about the broken healthcare system, but it makes a joke out of it there. Then this is followed, kind of a segue into a section I've got on artificial intelligence, AI in the news, and how it's a Pandora's box. There's an exceptional video that follows from the Corbett report just yesterday that was published, and the first story of their New World Next Week thing. They do a weekly thing, and this was, you know, their first story called "The Lamest Show on Earth," how tech companies agreed to an artificial intelligence kill switch to prevent Terminator-style risks. Interesting material, some really interesting material on artificial intelligence, the danger of it, and how they're providing, so to speak, a fig leaf to make it look like they've got things secured while they're moving ahead very fast, the very dangerous territory. Another article in this regard is how big tech is planning for artificial intelligence internet cities. You know, 21 smart cities confirmed in the planned fall of American cities. These smart cities, these 15-minute cities, are all wired together with the Internet of Things, the IoT, and that's their solution to improve everything from critical infrastructure and public safety to efficiencies in city energy use. It's also a totalitarian control matrix of the CBD currency, social credit system, you know, the whole thing with digital IDs and digital passports and digital social credit system. That's where they're planning to go with this, you might say, the invasion of the artificial intelligence, big tech, totalitarian cyborg agenda. To create the Borg, these cities as a collective AI-controlled matrix. This is where it's going. If the godless ownership and control agenda has its way, that's what's turning around. But this is, we're seeing the big drama now, folks. I mean, I'd like to think that 10, 20 years from now, you know, my grandchildren will be able to listen to the show and read this stuff to get an insight into what's going on, you know, on June 1st, 2024, what's going on in the world this last week, to get a window into it. You know, it's like a thing, it's like I'm curating these articles each week, kind of like a finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness. Excuse me. To get a perspective of of what's going on in the collective consciousness, and what's the point, counterpoint, dynamics of this, so to speak, war, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, that we're all experiencing one way or the other. So here's another article on artificial intelligence, how the consumer is the prey. And this is just from a few days ago, and it goes into the concept of an AI revolution. Artificial intelligence revolution has gained significant attention in recent years, with many experts and enthusiasts predicting a transformative impact on various aspects of society, to say the least. But the point is, what is that impact? I mean, how much are they harvesting your data for the artificial intelligence thought police? Is that what the future is? Are we going to be aware of this problem and put some checks and balances in place? So there's an article on the EU's latest name for messaging surveillance. You know how they have proposals that mandate that this is in the European Union. They're basically legislating that communication applications must agree to have all images and videos that they send through, you know, in Europe, that automatically are scanned and potentially reported to the EU and police, which is to say, they'll have everything on you, everything, you know, all images and videos that are sent through communication applications. And whether that's tied in with a social media interface for involving and evolving our consciousness, or a social credit system used for the ownership and control over human and physical resources. It's going to go one way or the other. Seems to be turning around, but it ain't over till the fat lady sings. So common sense is uncommon, and the most powerful artificial intelligence special interests in the world have a vested interest in keeping it that way. You know, the divisive dialectic that keeps us in dis-ease with collective anxiety disorder, not common sense. So call it the power trips to the power elite or top-down tyranny. It sucks. It sucks the oxygen, common sense, right out of the air, right out of consciousness. Sucks out the oxygen, you know. Power trips, top-down tyranny. So either we harness the potential of AI, you know, AI is just a tool, like money is a tool. How it's used is the key. But this heartless AI, you know, either we harness it with real, you know, heart coherent mind congruence, you know, conscientious common sense, or the inordinate love of power of the elite censors the ordained power of love in our collective conscience. That's the war in heaven. There are forces that love power above all. And then there are forces, spiritual forces, the force that represents the ordained power of love. Cosmic love, universal law language, law of the angels, language of the angels, in our collective conscience, in the field, you know, in the unity field, the law of the one, unity and diversity, in the unified field of God, love, source, I am. So as mankind chooses to live kindly, we will embrace an upgrade of common sense principles to make it so. You know, the common sense of common law, universal love language standard for us as United Sovereigns of Earth, and the Aquarian dispensation, the Aquarian quantum age, of enlightened love. So either we understand and agree we have the right to be free, or by default we choose subjugation rather than integration with common sense. So the keynote here again is the world is an epic test for all souls of conscience, and that test is reaching a climax. Humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change. This is a quote now from Glenda Green from her phenomenal book, one of my favorite books, one of my top 10 favorite books. It's called Jesus Speaks, Love Without End by Glenda Green. And in that quote, quite a story about this book. I won't go into it right now. I've talked about it before on the show. But she said, quote, humankind, this is a quote from Jesus, actually, humankind is standing precariously on the edge of its destiny. It will either rise to a paradigm change or experience decline and possible destruction. This is an unavoidable confrontation. The options will be presented and the choices will be made. Mankind has free will and everything. Anything is possible. So that's the quote. The options will be presented. Choices will be made. So, it's like the prime directive, non-interference. Even the hosts of heaven can't step through the veil and interfere with our lives unless we invoke their overshining presence, divine direction, Holy Spirit, love and action. And it's a choice that we all make. Options will be presented. You know, we got this choice. The choices will be made. So more light and love, easier and faster. Anyway, this is all preparation leading up to a very powerful video. Hold on to your hats when you watch this. You know, wise up to rise up, folks. This is 5 minutes of must-watch material called The Zionist Nazi Connection and the Creation of Israel. This is by the brilliant the Reese Report, Jeff Reese, May 30th, 2024. On the Zionist-Nazi connection and the creation of Israel. Now, note in the video, and it talks about this, that the Rothschild Bank Dynasty financed Zionism, World War II, and creation of the State of Israel. Some people, a lot of people, don't know about this. The mainstream media is not going to talk about it, you know, the corporate media. And so ask yourself, and this is something that I've gone into in other shows, is it true that Donald Trump has been bailed out of two massive bankruptcies by the Rothschilds? So there's a video you can watch. It says, watch here if you want confirmation. If you don't know that story, you can watch that video, and I'll confirm it for you. Yep, he's been bailed out twice, two massive conspiracies. And are you also aware that President Trump is still praising his disastrous warp speed program, pushing toxic jabs? He's still praising it. And is that the real Trump or is that the fake Trump? Supposedly, there's the fake Trump out there. There's a real Trump. That's a whole other story. I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to leave it there. But this is all what's going to come out in the wash. And I go on to say that, would you agree that all this stuff about Trump can be forgiven if Trump and the White Hats drain the swamp and institute a quantum shift to global cooperative co-creation that liberates all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth? And again, I reference Ben Fulford at the bottom. He goes into this in the geopolitics. Very controversial for new subscribers. If you haven't been reading the Ben Fulford over the years, he goes way beyond where most people. I've been sharing his stuff over the years. So those have been following him over the years with my writings and my newsletter. I know what I'm referring to regarding Ben Fulford. So I go on to say that, will Trump's Space Force be with us to unite with the Galactic Federation and counter the AI Nazi invasion? Well, that's the mouthful. You know, Trump started the Space Force. And, you know, the divine destiny of Earth is, of course, to have global enlightenment where we, basically, the United Sovereigns of Earth, have secured the Earth with peace, you know, a unity and diversity, and we get our act together, and then we can join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. I'm talking about that for years. Some of you know that story. But some of you, if it's new to you, it may sound far out, but anyway, I've got links here in the Ben Fulford story. Will give you some orientation if you want to skip to the bottom, like I say. And there's two relatively short videos you can watch on that. So the Nazi intention of power without moral principle has infiltrated and morphed our core social, political, and economic institutions. Let's call it the swamp. So in the larger scheme of unified quantum connection, love intention naturally neutralizes inordinate love of power. That's how we drain the swamp individually and collectively. You know, the ordained power of love and action represents the Holy Spirit at the heart of pure intention, as focuses attention on love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension. Love by and for the God love, I am high state, you know, highs and higher power. So the greatest opposition to this high state is the deep state, whose intention is the closing of the internet mind. And I put the internet mind because the inner sense at the heart of the internet, you know, the internet is basically collective, unified field, consciousness, cosmic consciousness. And the larger scheme of the Aquarian dispensation will be known as the second coming of Christ-like love in the collective consciousness of social media, social networks, social conscience and social media networks, the second coming as a collective higher consciousness, Aquarian light and love. So you've surely heard that your search results on Google with 92% of the search market reflect not your curiosities and needs, but someone else's view of what you need to know. And that's hardly a secret. This is the closing of the internet mind that's been going on with big tech, basically manipulating the mass media, mass mind. So I've almost gone through three quarters of the show just talking about this first piece. There's some great infographic memes, cartoons, following this. So I finish up on a humorous note before I go to this next article that was on Memorial Day, you know, this last week. What was it, last Monday? And representative government in 2024 was the theme. And for those who are reading along with this the second article on Memorial Day, some really strong content, shocking content, rather shocking content. Memorial Day is a time when a lot of people have a little time to watch these custom multimedia shows. The videos I provide on the gene editing injections, again, by the Reese Report, it's powerful. Powerful videos, infographics, honoring the fallen and reminding the standing. On this Memorial Day, we honor the fallen as we remind the standing. The single greatest threat to the U.S. is its domestic enemies. And as Thomas Jefferson said, the issue today is the same it has been throughout all history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So this is a huge issue right now. It's rather clear. It's a rather clear choice, freedom or tyranny. You know, either we claim the victory of constitutional freedoms representing five core internet rights, and I have a whole link chapter on that, or we lose our sovereignty to wolves among us. And that wolves among us is a quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "We have the greatest opportunity the world has ever seen. As long as we remain honest, which will be as long as we can keep the attention of our people alive. If they once become inattentive to public affairs, you and I, and Congress, and assemblies, judges, and governors would all become wolves." Now, that's Thomas Jefferson. And he had to deal with those wolves back at that time. Thomas Sowell, he's famous, famous writer, wise guy, very wise, intelligent guy. He said, quote, "The barbarians are not at the gate. They are inside the gates and have academic tenure, judicial appointments, government grants, and control of the movies, TV, and other media." These are the wolves among us, folks. You know, Jefferson knew what he was talking about. You know, same problem then as now, whether man is going to be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So this newsletter goes into some a lot of different stuff that's really critical that's going on. The healthcare system, what's going on with our rights, the lamestream media, and what basically just you know, some serious situations in the world that, you know, it tends to get people depressed. They don't even want to read about it. They don't want to know about it. They'd rather be, you know. But again, if we don't know better, we can't do better. As far as, you know, there's no solving the problem until we come out of denial of what the problem is. That's the first step. The solution is a good definition of the problem. So go into that. Then I try to, you know, take the edge off and say, you know, don't worry, be happy, this too shall pass. Shift happens. Shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. Put a little smiley face there. And I go into, you know, to consider the big shift dynamics. Megatrend models sparking global evolution, revolution, revelations with conscientious TLC common sense for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, I go into TLC regarding telecom, telecare, and telecommerce. The threefold flame of global holistic healing with the media medical market megatrend models that set the TLC standard, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, at the heart of the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Now, that's an awful lot, folks, to finish up on, but I provide links on global telecom, global telecare, global telecommerce, what that will look like, how that works, how that's basically the threefold flame of global holistic healing. It's inspired by Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, who was really into, again, the media medical marketing megatrend models. That's what we're talking about here. That's the solution. Beloved Hermes, you know, step be the veil, we call for the wings on thy heels and thy wings on the helmet, so that our minds and feet and the hearts will have the TLC momentum to basically establish the Aquarian age of quantum light and universal cosmic love, the foundation whereby we love with all of our strength, mind, heart, and soul, and our all connected netizen neighbors as thyself. So that brings me to the piece that was published here a couple of weeks ago, which is really kind of the most inspired piece in some ways. Wanted to wrap it up with that. We've got a few minutes left. Aquarian Quantum Age, the New Testament fulfilled. The vision alone, how we are all one, can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. Great infographic saying that there is nothing darkness can do about the dawn but yield. Darkness has got to yield to the dawn. It goes, you know, the Aquarian age is dawning. So that's, you know, like the insight there, the update on the emerging blueprint for the new world game, Aquarian whole systems reboot. We're talking about the dark night of the soul of humanity. Yield to the light of Aquarian love. Not your ordinary love, you know, the universal law language love, law of the angles, language of the angels love, cosmic love, universal love. This was back on the full moon here, back on the 23rd, which is only, 9 days ago? So, anyway, this goes into different dimensions of the quantum shift that I've been talking about all year with the 2024 Quantum Quickening series. Talking about, you know, big drama with a global currency reset, the GCR, with not only a global gold standard, as includes commodities, but also secure blockchain systems to upgrade social network communities worldwide, with a quantum financial system, QFS, quantum voting system, QVS, quantum healthcare system, QHS. Indeed, a wholly new quantum order of the ages will initiate a new economics of abundance, with the abundant quantum energy provided from the quantum field as pioneered by Tesla a century ago. So here's a quote from Tesla. He said that all people everywhere should have free energy sources. Electric power is everywhere present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need for coal, oil, or gas. And regarding that, commentary was that Nikola Tesla was not in this for the money. He wanted to give the world free energy. If we are to implement free energy in the tradition of Nikola Tesla, then we need to replicate not only his science, but his humanity. So, point being, it's about time for the great reboot, folks. I didn't say reset. I said reboot. There's a difference. Many netizens on this eclectic newsletter list are wondering how the Great Awakening will play out. There's one rather shocking scenario that some of you are familiar with and some of you are not. For those who are familiar with Juan O'Savin, this is an interesting update on what's coming probably before the election. If this is all news to you, be open to some good takeaways. Amidst any offense to your prevailing awareness of normal. Now, I should say, regarding your comfort zone, you know, any offense to your normalcy bias, your comfort zone. So, food for thought for the truly thoughtful. There's a video here from May 18th. Goes into the 10 days of darkness. The shutdown of the internet, multiple critical infrastructure systems are too compromised, hackable for incremental fix. This is a big fix. They're going to have to shut things down and have the emergency broadcast system explaining this with a shutdown. Are they going to fix and reboot core infrastructure systems for communications worldwide regarding the 5G cell towers, the electrical grid, fuel pipelines, internet backbone, all before the November election, probably. I mean, this goes on to say there was never a more important time for true patriot light workers and light servers to hold the vision of optimal scenarios and the first principles for uprising. So remember that Thomas Paine, citizen journalist who wrote in Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution, he said that, quote, it is at all times necessary and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh patriotism by reference to first principles. So I go into some optimal scenarios for the first principles for uprising, the evolutionary ascent of self and civilization. So I go into this metaphorically in some ways and otherwise some specifics regarding the intertech hardware, intertechnology, I go into the hardware project and for global evolution, relationshiping, you might say, co-creation, co-manifestation on Earth. You know, when the East and West will work in harmony, co-creation. So as global civility integrates, the old empire disintegrates. There's an article on that. I go into the understanding of, again, global telecare, global telecom, global telecommerce. I go into love codes, global telecommunity, building local and global community by upgrading five core internet freedoms for better navigating inner space as the internet for effective sensory perception, quantum community system, quantum everything, folks. We're coming into the quantum age, and again, we're talking about evolution, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, a new identity for us as united sovereigns of Earth. I mean, it was Tom Paine who set the matrix for America's revolution with his Common Sense, the most successful political writings in America's history. And just as Thomas Paine sparked a revolution in the American colonies with a new identity for us as the United Sovereigns of Earth, I mean, he coined the term in Common Sense, we are now witnessing the same process globally as the currency of conscience sparks a new Common Sense of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So we're talking about a quantum connection of, by, and for global netizens of Earth. We're networking for the net worth of net reality, of a global village for the family of mankind with more light and love, easier and faster. So this Darkness Yields piece, article, compendium, newsletter, was finished up with an amazing video that if you haven't had a chance to watch it, This is the spiritual, you know, bottom line is Holy Spirit time with a Pentecost message, 2024 Pentecost message. This is from the Heart Center, David Christopher Lewis. I've been providing his videos, you know, with the Aquarian 2024 quickening. And this Holy Spirit's May 19th Pentecost message, the Holy Spirit comes to impart a flame of a Holy Spirit of God's beingness to invigorate us. Reinvigorate us. We are self-realizing ourselves in the crystal chamber of the heart as we ascend to God daily. You know, so the Holy Spirit encourages us to practice conscious solar pranic breathing and allow the Spirit to refresh and raise us in light. There is a frequency and a spirit in this Pentecost message that, I mean, to me, it resonates with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the greatest wireless connection there is. Talk about wireless connection. Prayer, you know, that's kind of the bottom line. So we get what we ask for, what we pray for, what we, whether we know it or like it or not, in a larger scheme of cosmic evolution. So anyway, I hope you've heard today something, folks, that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith. See the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.